Yes. So before the start, I would like to remind about the policy of the App Ledger. Linux Foundation meetings involve participation to industry competitors, and it is the intention of the Linux Foundation to conduct all of its activities in accordance with applicable antitrust and competition laws. It is therefore extremely important that attendees adhere to meeting agendas and be aware of and not participate any activities that are prohibited under applicable US state, federal, or foreign antitrust and competition laws. Examples of types of actions that are prohibited at Linux Foundation meetings and in connection with Linux Foundation activities are described in the Linux Foundation antitrust policy available at www.linuxfoundation.org/antitrust-policy. If you have questions about these matters, please contact your company council, or if you are a member of the Linux Foundation, feel free to contact Andrew Updegrove of the firm of Gessner Updegrove LLP, which provides legal counsel to the Linux Foundation App Ledger. It's committed to creating a safe and welcoming community for all. So, welcome everybody. If you do agree, I will leave space for Vitaly, who began to make his presentation during the last meeting on Tuesday about his products. Vitaly,
Okay.
just go on. I mean, you can start presenting the product.
Okay. Let me share the screen again. Can you see my screen now?
Perfectly.
Okay. I can try to briefly walk through the presentation once again, because I'm not sure is everyone attended last time. So this is the combined solution, embracing two workflows in one solution on one platform: the supply chain, tracing the goods, and trade finance, allowing to obtain financing after selling goods on credit. The solution built on Hyperledger Fabric, addressing the currently important business needs, such as eliminating counterparty risk when, because 90% of goods worldwide are traded on credit, tracking the shipping process from the buyer and the supplier side to be sure that goods are supposed to arrive on time, confirm the fact of goods acceptance, meaning the fact of origin of financial liability in the form of the trade debt, saving the related documents and making them accessible, and enabling ownership transfer of the trade debt, which is providing the trade finance subject per se. So the end-to-end solution combining three different dashboards: the purchase order dashboard, the shipment process management dashboard, and the debt factoring dashboard. The first dashboard, allowing buyers to place their purchase orders and indicating them to a variety of different suppliers, indicating the delivery and payment conditions. The suppliers can accept a certain purchase order, thus automatically creating a digital contract assigned by digital keys of two parties. Then tracking the shipping process in progress on the progress bar, and observing the actions of third parties, reviewing added documents by them, and proving the fact of goods acceptance, which is necessary for trading the trade liability as an asset, and finally selling the trade debt as an asset to factoring companies, and tracking the current ownership transfer of the trade debt. So buyers indicate their purchase orders to a large number of potential suppliers. The suppliers can see if the payment is guaranteed by the buyer's bank, and contract terms can partially be shared with the buyer's bank, which is not supposed to know, for example, pricing conditions. The shipment process tracking on the progress bar accomplished with added documents that can be visible to certain designated parties, and proving the fact of the confirmation of the trade liability emergence when the goods have successfully been accepted by the buyer. And finally, the debt selling dashboard, where the supplier can put the existing debt on trade, and several multiple factoring companies and banks can compete by bidding, proposing the highest rate expressed as a percentage of the face value of the trade debt. So the solutions architecture, we've decided to build this solution within one channel on Hyperledger Fabric, even though the processes could be separated for two channels, for one for the supply channel and one for the trading liability. But this also can be implemented in one channel with help of private collections, the feature of Hyperledger Fabric. So we have the essence of the buyer, the supplier, the transport agency, two governing or auditing bodies who are supposed to provide the verifications for the traded goods, the factor company, and finally the buyer's bank. All this solution is hosted on the infrastructure of AWS with the Ubuntu and Docker installed. Also, we've made integration of Hyperledger Fabric with IPFS, because we know that Hyperledger Fabric and its CouchDB allows for storing key value pairs in JSON objects, not documents, not heavy files. As soon as we need some PDF documents or other types of documents supplementing the supply, the shipping process, we've decided to pair Hyperledger Fabric with IPFS, playing the role of the storage of heavy files. So all documents are stored on the IPFS nodes, while the hashes of these documents are stored in the blocks of Hyperledger Fabric. Also, these hashes represent the address of each particular document in the IPFS node. This is a little bit, about the technical aspects. And now we can see the demo of the presentation itself. Let me see this. Okay, so this is the workflow. We log in as a buyer first. We can see the dashboard of different orders, and we can purchase another purchase order for avocados. Just let's assume that we are a global, say, retail chain placing the orders for specific goods with extended payment dates. We specify the destination where we want to receive these goods, and wait for, suppliers' commitments who are ready to accept those delivery and payment terms, respectively. So we submit the new purchase order. We can edit it if necessary. The buyer's bank can guarantee this purchase order if they have enough credit limit for us. And now the supplier can see that this purchase order has been guaranteed by the bank and can safely accept this order, creating the digital contract signed. So we now the supplier is supposed to start the request to shipping process, specifying delivery terms, the type of transportation. In this very case, this will be by air. Of course, free on board is not something that the feature of air transportation, but this is just a prototype. And we've added a shipment document. Now the shipment request has been created, and the shipment agency can observe our requests. Can see the packing list attached and confirm the shipment, adding the bill of lading. Starting from this point, both parties, the buyer and the supplier, can see that the shipment process has successfully started. And now the supplier can obtain, say, can request approvals from governing bodies. We request generating the proof, specifying some fields from the ledger and some documents attached that can be observed by this reviewer, the Government Goods Control Bureau. We submit this request. The Bureau receives the notification and steps into the game, providing its report, probably goods testing report. And providing their approval. All these actions will be on the progress bar, and we can see the attached documents and approvals and reports. Now we can request the approval from a different governing body. We've done it in order to indicate that we can choose absolutely different collection of documents observed by this institute. Also obtaining the verification in the same manner. Obtaining trade permit. And now the buyer can see that this shipment has got all the necessary approvals, all documents have been collected, and they can be visible on the blockchain before confirming acceptance of the shipment. Now we accept the delivery from the buyer side. Adding the acceptance form, and this will generate the proof that the trade debt actually exists. And all parties participating on the platform can observe the whole process, can see the added documents properly timestamped, can see all the progress on the progress bar, and be absolutely sure that the trade debt has been formed, according to the rules. This allows the supplier to place this trade debt on trade. We create the offer on the dashboard of invoices, and factor agencies step into the game. They can see the new invoice for sale, and they provide their bids. The factor agency number two can also see the new invoice, can see the competing bid, and they can place another bid, the highest bid, if they want to compete, making their offer at the level of 97% of the face value. Now the supplier has choice. The supplier will choose the highest bid, accepting the deal with the factor agency number two, And after this, the factor agency number two becomes the new owner of this trade debt. Okay, this is the whole process, and now all the parties involved, the buyer and the buyer's bank, know that the factor agency now number two is the current owner of this trade liability. So they will pay to the factor agency number two on the due date. This is the complete process. Actually, we've made this solution in order to make it affordable for those who want to start implementing, who want to start their operations on the blockchain without significant investments in the into their own MVP. Of course, this solution was created for a quite generic use case for, say, commodities, but this can be quite easy. Redesigned in terms of, say, customizing for the user interface for different types of goods. For example, any, say, winemaker can trade the grape in this common channel and can easily create another channel trading the bottles with wine, because the structure of Happy Ledger Fabric allows you creating multiple channels, implementing different work patterns or different processes in parallel. You don't need creating another blockchain platform. You don't need keeping, say, several dozens of key pairs for each use case. You can participate in several workflows with just one key on one platform. This is the specific of Happy Ledger Fabric. Probably that's all from my side. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask.
Just a question from my side, Vitaly. Seeing the process here involved, the creation of the order, stuff like this, is it all based on open accounts payment, I guess? And mainly, does it relate to commodities, isn't it?
We've created this example for commodities because originally we had a request from a global retailer who wanted to somehow reorganize their relationships with multiple suppliers of, say, commodities, enabling them to make their commitments, accepting the orders placed by this retail chain, and being able to prove that they have actually entered, say, contractual relationships, and been able to prove to, say, factor agencies that this supply has successfully been delivered, and now this retail chain is obliged to pay. That was the primary use case.
Yeah.
After this, after this.
I'm sorry, go on. Sorry, didn't want to interrupt you, Vitaly.
After this, we've also seen the request from another company trading chemical liquids. They asked us to redesign this for a very specific type of liquids, the type of liquids which has quite limited circulation, because the turnover of those liquids is heavily regulated within the European Union, and there is quite a limited number of suppliers and buyers of those liquids. And the primary goal was to obtain all the testing details which were supposed to supplement each supply from several different testing bureaus. that's why they decided to implement this workflow for a particular types of goods.
Yeah, so basically from commodities. Any other idea, I mean, to implement it by including the solution, other forms of payment? What if, for example, you know, the deal, the order is based, the order payment being based on the documentary credit, stuff like this. Didn't you foresee any solution, any specific solution of this?
For the time being, we don't say combine the ledger with the payment system. Of course, we've made, say, a couple of different, say, solutions, the machine for bank guarantees. And actually, currently, we use blockchain just for storing the all the necessary documents that need to be collected and stored in order to complete, say, the full folder for making a payment, for example, under the guarantee, the bank guarantee, or anything like this. Unfortunately, we don't see, say, any will from the side of bankers to combine the distributed ledger with their payment system to enable automatic triggering the payments. So this feature can be available because HappyLedger Fabric allows for sending events after, say, each condition, or after, say, in each process of just based on processing of the smart contract. For example, when the smart contract sees that all the necessary documents have been successfully collected and signed by digital keys of designated parties, this will automatically emulate the event that can be captured, for example, by SWIFT. And we can, this will be the signal for releasing the payment in the favor of the supplier. We can implement this, but there is, currently banks don't approach us with such a kind of implementation.
One more question from my side, Vitaly. I see you were talking about multi-channels and entities, government entities and stuff like this. As you can track down all the order process through this tool, I was wondering, in my head, trade exchanges involve countries with customs authorities. Is there any possibility to involve them in the process and let them track cargoes?
Currently, I don't see, any need or any demand from the side of exchanges. I would rather consider different workflows. For example, we can see the the transport agencies involved. They can handle requests for shipping goods from one point to another, and they are supposed to rent wagons or, say, different types of containers, and we could implement the dashboard where they can let or rent these transportation facilities. Another use case is for credit agencies. Credit agencies can see
ECAs. You mean?
Pardon me?
ECAs, export credit agencies.
Yeah, just like I used to work with Prisma Credit Insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can see the amount of trade debt. They can see who is involved. They can, for example, they know that they are ready to provide the credit limit, multi-million credit limit for Tesco, for example. If they see that Tesco wants to buy different goods from, say, South America, they can easily provide credit insurance, and they can, these also can be organized in a separate channel. The channel structure of Happy Ledger Fabric allows importing some types of data from one channel to be processed in another channel, such a kind of cross-channel transaction, which makes it's very convenient. You don't need to separate these processes to different platforms.
Okay, perfect. So for me, Vitaly, you made a nice presentation and very satisfying. I don't know whether the rest of you have any question about this.
Okay, I know that you've been keeping the record of our presentation. So if you want to demo it to someone, you can feel free to do it. Yeah. If anyone is interested to know more, they can ask us.
I am interested, Vitaly, believe me, and I think we all will make contact again very soon.
Yeah, our goal is to find as many as possible different groups of our organizations, just like I've mentioned, the group of traders of chemical liquids, enabling them to start testing of their workflows without significant investments. We can deploy, this infrastructure on our own nodes in AWS, providing them just a client interface, and they can start processing the transactions for $100 a month per node. This is just the cost of maintaining the AWS instance. After several months of trials, they can come up with some improvements that they might want to be added to this. And finally, this solution will evolve into, say, their specific user specific platform.
Perfect.
Hi, Vitaly. It's Bobby. I have to say the user interface is gorgeous, so easy to understand, especially from someone outside of trade finance. And your presentation was excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Vitaly. Bobby, can you hear me? Bobby?
Yes, I can.
Perfect. Look, there's a few things I want to talk. I mean, I wanted to fix. Basically, the main goal of this meeting was to let Vitaly make the presentation. You have time tomorrow or on Thursday to meet again separately and to fix some of the issues. I mean, about the calendar, about the programs and stuff like this.
Of course. No worries. Whenever you need, just let me know when you have time.
Perfect. I'll
also, Andrea. Yes. I'm here as well. If you need my assistance in any of those things, please let me know, because Bobby is amazing. She has loads of her own work, and so I'm happy to help you.
And I don't think I have the ability to help you with the calendar anyway. I don't have rights.
So I can interface with Marta.
Yes, please just send over. A calendar invite.
Perfect. So this is all for me.
What are the calendar invites? Well, what is the problem there? Could you tell me a bit more?
Oh, it was not foreseen on the calendar. I mean, I launched the meeting and it didn't appear.
Right.
We're on the wrong week.
Yeah. We
are currently on the wrong week.
Yes, on the calendar. We're scheduled for the wrong week.
Okay. So I can just do that. But I will walk you, Andrea, through it so that you know in the future.
Perfect. So we will we'll see you soon again on the meeting. I will draw a list of topics to be discussed.
Great, and I'll post the recording.
Okay.
Yep, okay. And the next meeting is in 2 weeks' time, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Welcome.
Have a good day.
And thank you for
good day, you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Good night. Bye.
Bye-bye.